that, but I want these golden bricks of faith, because I like to be talking about faith for the next few weeks, if the Lord God let me do it. We really need faith, don't we? Romans 10 and 17. Y'all know why that great verse of scripture, Romans 10 and 17. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what we'll talk about tonight is these bricks of faith that we might grow on and build on. What faith can do for you, what faith can do for me. And we need this faith. About 3 weeks ago, I think that I brought this up, and I don't know how far along that I got along. Seemed like I can't never get to my first or second point before my time runs out. But thank you, the Lord, for allowing me to be here tonight. And, you know, faith determines what God can do in my life, and also faith can solve impossible problems. Faith is a key to answered prayer. Faith is a secret to great achievement. Faith is the basis of miracles. Faith produces success in our living every day of our life. It's faith all the way. As I told you whenever I spoke on this 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, I think we're on a call conference. Anyway, I told you the high price of gas and how valuable the gas is. You know, when I put gas in the lawnmower, I put gas in whatever I'm going to put gas in, I try not to spill a drop of that stuff. You know, that stuff is pretty valuable. Y'all know it? And I turn my car off, and I don't let it idle. I turn it off, and I save it, because that stuff is getting expensive. It's pretty valuable now, gas is. But faith, as we talk about faith, is also valuable. What faith is for us this night and for our Christian walk we have in Christ Jesus is what gas is to an automobile. If you got an automobile and you don't have any gas, you're not going to go very far, and it's just useless to you. But same thing about faith. It's very, very valuable for the Christian. Jesus Christ died on a cross to give you so much. He did give me so much. And he's going to do that on the basis of our faith. Can you just imagine? Well, we can't imagine. Our mind, our little mind can't comprehend what God, through Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, died to give you and me while we're living here on this earth. Not talking about heaven and all the great things that God's going to give us when we get there. I mean, a new body, and I mean, we're no more pain, no more sorrow. I'm gonna tell you what—we'll have reunion, all the glory. We could be shouting and praising God for all eternity in heaven forevermore. We'll never wear out, never have to worry about anything, no more in heaven. But how about the here and the now? Could we just imagine in our little simple mind what He is give us or wants to give us here in this life? All the great blessings. Or could we have so much more if we would just have this faith that God says for us to, and for us to grow in this faith and to build upon this faith, these bricks of faith He has for us? I'm telling you what, just like we had the faith for this new building, I thank God we had it then. I don't know if we could have it now or not, because things are a lot worse now than it was then. So I thank the Lord that this church, we had faith enough to build this building when we did. But how about the faith, you know, to grow on? You know, faith come by hearing, and we know hearing by the word of God. You can't get saved unless you hear the word of God. The word of God tells you that you're sinners. I mean, you got to know that you're a sinner to be lost. But not only that, this faith also is what we live our daily life on, is faith. We all have a portion of faith. And before we do, God must speak before that you can have faith to understand that. There's a lot of faith today in a lot of different things, but we're talking about biblical faith. And the object of our faith is Jesus Christ. But before that you can have faith, God's got to speak. See, faith come by hearing, and what? Hearing by the word of God. So you have to have, if you're going to have a biblical faith, Bible faith, saving faith, I mean faith to grow on, God has got to speak. In other words, He's got to reveal Himself to you in His word for us to have faith. Faith is not just positive thinking. It's for all believers. It's good for us to think positive, but don't think about it because you're a believer by thinking something going to make it so. It don't matter about sometimes what we think. It don't make it so. What God says makes it so to start with, what He says. Because He said it, it is so. Isn't that right? Because He said it, it is so. Faith is acting then on what God has said. Now, here's all the whole thing. God not held back any secret from us. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Can you, again, to think about all the great blessings that God can give us in just understanding what God says in this little book, all the great things that God has told us. The key to all that, what God can do to us, faith come by hearing. Then it says, you know, those that have ears to hear, let them hear, and let them eyes have, let them see. In Matthew 13, I think I read this last time. Matthew 13, 15 and 16 says, for this people are hard as wax gross. Jesus Christ was talking now to the religious bunch and even his disciples. The wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, talking to his inner circle disciples, your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So thank you tonight that you see and you hear with your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes. A lot of times in service, whenever we have a service worshiping God on Sunday, Wednesday, whatever time it might be in a Sunday school room, there may be someone in there with ears, but they're not hearing the word of God. They hear the thing, but they don't take it into their heart. They might not see the spiritual thing, but Jesus Christ, he says, you know, for those people, blessed are your eyes tonight. I want to tell you, blessed are you because you see, you understood and you hear the calling of God to come and serve Jesus Christ and worship Jesus Christ tonight. So that you hear the calling of Jesus Christ calling and telling you, you know, it's time to worship. Those that have ears, let them hear. Also, it says there in Revelation, he that has an ear, let him hear what Jesus Christ is saying to the churches. Now, these six bricks, faith determines what God can do in my life. Now, as I read verses 27 there in Matthew 9 and 27, and when Jesus departed hence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. Now, these two men was blind, and they heard about Jesus Christ, and they said, Son of David. Now, they believed in a person. I think I already told you this. They believed in a person because they said, Son of David. You and I may not have picked up on that, but if we was in Old Testament terms, they knew what Jesus Christ was called, the Son of David. They know who he was. The Son of David was a Messiah term that they used. God says to David, I'm going to raise up a king who sits on his throne, and his government shall rule will have no end. That is the Messiah. The blind man can see more clearly than a lot of people can see with their sight. Son of David, they said. He said, a son, not a son, but the son. In Matthew 9 and 28, he says, and when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. They believed that Jesus Christ could give them their sight. They said, yea, Lord. Now, Matthew 9 on down from 29 on down to 31. Then touch he their eyes, saying, now, don't you listen, according to your faith, be it unto you. Remember I said faith determines what God can do in my life and your life? And Jesus said to these two blind men that could not see. These men that could not see. According to your faith, be it unto you. They wanted to see. They believe that Jesus Christ could bring back his sight. What do you believe that Jesus Christ could do in your life right now? We have tons of people that we need to pray for. I mean, there's so many prayer requests. It says there in verse 30, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, they spread abroad his fame in all that country. They could not keep their peace. I mean, their faith determined what God could do for them, and a faith determine what God can do for you. Is there something that you want God to do for you? There's a lot of things that I want God to do for me. You know what? It's through my faith that he might do that. You know, there's a lot of promises in the Bible. I don't know how many for believers, but promises are just doors, and the key to all those doors is the faith. It's just faith to unlock these doors. You know, there was a door in the ark, and God says, Noah, come in thy ark. He had faith to walk up that gangplank into the ark of safety. The key was faith. In my life and your life, Jesus Christ gives you life this day. And what do we really, really want God to do? Is anything special you want God to do for you? How about some of these people we just called out? Would you be on their half? Would you be able to pray for them this hour? Would you put them on your heart, mind, and pray for them? Because you see, tonight, faith determines what God can do in my life and your life. It would be amazing. You look at all the Old Testament saints, and I want you to think about many people that God has really set up on a pedestal that people can look into their eyes and look into their past and look into their ministry. And one of them that I won't mention is Billy Graham. Billy Graham. Now, he is a man that really allowed God to use him. Now, faith determined what God can do in Billy Graham's life. Now, I know that he's not going to call me to be evangelist like Billy Graham, and not going to call you probably to be evangelist like Billy Graham. But I'll tell you what, there's no telling. Even right now, even your age, no matter how old you are, there's just no telling, according to our faith, what God could do for a person like you and I for the glory of Jesus Christ, you know, because faith going to determine that. Oh, could people say, oh, man, what a person that is. Oh, I see Jesus Christ in that person. Oh, I'm around that person. I can just see the glory of Jesus Christ on that person. I like to be around. And just by being around people, people want to know what you've got in Christ Jesus. Faith can solve impossible problems. In Matthew chapter 17, 19 through 21, as I read, there's some more scripture good with this. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Now, at this time, I'll tell you the story behind this, that Jesus Christ, Peter, James, and John was up on the Mount of Transfiguration. Whenever Jesus Christ was what we call a metamortis took place, they saw the glory of God in Jesus Christ, transfiguration on that mountain. And then he said, you know what, he come down that mountain with the rest of the disciples. And then his disciples, there was a boy there was full of demons. And then he said, you know, when the disciples came to Jesus Christ apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, that's in Matthew 17:20, for verily I say unto you, if you had faith of the grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. Now you see, he's not talking about just a mountain that you might move like the Smoky Mountains. But really Jesus here is talking about these impossible problems that we have. These mountains. You know, we have mountains in our life, every one of us. I used to think, maybe when I get older, man, whenever I retire, everything's going to be so easy and smooth. The older I get, I think things are smooth out like some of these old people. They don't have to worry. They don't have to get up and go to work. I mean, they ain't got to worry about this. They ain't got to worry. Boy, when I get older, everything's going to be just calm and smooth. Huh? Yeah. I didn't know the war was going to get more intense. I didn't know it was going to get more intense. You know, I think, you know, old people, they don't have no problems. Older people, you know, you in school, they don't have no problems. They don't have a problem like we have. Us younger people have these problems. I didn't know you had problems. But, you know, they mountains, and seem like the older we get, it seems like sometimes the bigger the mountain gets. Remember old Caleb said, you know, when they was dividing up this land, give me this mountain. The older we get, it seems like the more mountains we have in our life. Maybe there's a mountain of fear because, you see, you don't know when you go to the doctor, you know, you come back out and he scratches his head, you don't know what he's going to tell you half the time. And then, you know, we have this mountain of doubt and this discouragement we have, I'm telling you. There's so many people discouragement in this country, in this world we live in. Y'all know that? We're living around people all the time is so discouraged in life, and a lot of Christians are so discouraged in life. You know what? They need us to help them. But, you know, there's a mountain to stand between all of us all the time. There's always, if you get rid of this mountain, another will pop up in front of you before long. And remember old David and Goliath, you know. This mountain says to me sometimes, the way I have mountains, and I don't know how I'm going to get over around it. This mountain says to me, you know, I'm too big. You can't go around me. There's no way. You have this sickness. You have this difficulty. You have this family problem. You have this difficulties of all different type of things that you have in your life, in my life, every one of us. We're concerned about our family, and sometimes it's our finances, and sometimes it's our jobs, and sometimes this, and sometimes that. And this old mountain says to you, you know, I'm too big. You can't go around me, and you can't. You can't go around it. It's there before you. If you got that sickness, I mean, you got that sickness. You can't go around it. You got some difficulties, you have it. And it says, you know, you don't have enough of strength to climb over me. And you just wore out and give out. You've been fighting. As I says, the battle gets intense more all the time. If it's not you, it's your wife. If not your wife, it's you. If not you, it's your kids or your grandkids or your great-grandkids or something all the time. Am I correct? Am I talking to you? It's something all the time. And this old mountain says, you know, you don't have enough of strength to climb over me. And you can't move me. But then God says faith can solve impossible problems. And then God says, you know, if you got just a little bit of faith, it can move that mountain. You can't climb over it. You don't have enough strength to climb over it or move it out of the way, but God can. And by faith, he can. And I don't care what type of sickness, I don't care what type of difficulty it is. And I don't know how God does it on everybody's life and everything, but he will move that mountain. Mountain of fear, difficulty, sickness. And as you know that we pray for some people right now, it's really on their deathbed. They're on their deathbed, and they're sick, and they're counting their breath that God's going to allow them to breathe. And there's a mountain there before them. You see, God can move that mountain. And the peace and understanding that passes everybody. The disciples was not able to pray this demon out of this boy because of their unbelief, as verse 20 said. As you know the story, as they came down, they couldn't do it for lack of faith and unbelief. But Jesus pointed to that mountain. If you had a faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say that mountain to be removed, and it would be. He weren't talking about that literary mountain, but he just said it's just that powerful. Faith in your life is just that powerful to remove this. Oh, Father, thank you for that we have. Howbeit, this kind goes not by prayer and fasting, because the impossible problems to man is just right for God. The need for prayer and the need for fasting, you know, that we need today. So the third thing we see here tonight is faith is key to answered prayer. Now, we have praying for people that's sick, and you know, a lot of times we don't know what to pray for. We really, really don't. But this answered prayer and how that God will answer it. In Matthew 21 and 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, which he cursed the fig tree and it dried up, but also ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, Jesus Christ is talking here about this promise of faith. Now, faith is a fuel, this guided missile that God give us that we might hit this target. Now, this faith that God has given us, what can he really do? What's the key to answer prayer is this faith that God says, I will do it. You got some problems. Why don't you look at the problems that we got every one of us in here this night? Now, if we could just read everybody's heart and mind and to know how many different problems and different needs we have, just this few people that's in this building this night. And God knows all about it. He says, you know what, the faith, the key to all this, and we pray about it, it just his faith is the key of answered prayer. Don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. And you know, faith is an achievement, the secret of great achievement. Do you want God to do something great in your life? I really do. You want God to do some great things here at this church through you? I really do. And I really think he's going to. As you think about this faith and this secret of this great achievement, do you have any achievement in life that you'd like to ask God to help you with, or your family, your church, and or yourself, or anything? Mark 9:23 said, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Jimmy's put a lot of names in his prayer box. A lot of other people have too. I don't know how many names we got. I ain't no telling how many thousand names we got in his prayer box. But Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All these people, there's a lot of people. God knows every name and every request is put in his prayer box and on your heart and my heart this hour, right now. Believe, as we believe in the Bible, as we understand it, not only the intelligent thought, but also we have of this action that we believe. Now, if I never flew on a big plane. I flew on a little plane a time or two, but I never been on any type of plane very much. But flying an airplane, I believe I go down to Atlanta or I go to Jacksonville Airport, I believe I could get on one of those planes, and I just believe it would fly me anywhere I wanted to go. I believe it would. One of those big old planes or even a small one, I believe it would fuel that thing up, and I believe that plane would fly me anywhere I want to. But unless I get on it, I hadn't put my faith in that plane. And I ain't really planning on getting on one. I don't like to fly. But until I do, I have not put my faith in that plane. But I believe that plane would take me. If I want to go to Jacksonville and fly to New York, I believe they got a plane down there that would carry me from Jacksonville to New York. Don't y'all believe that? I believe it would, but I'm not going to put my... But until I do, I have not put my faith in that plan. You see, but when I do, I'm trusting someone else. When I get on that plane, I'm going to be trusting someone else. I'm going to be trusting that pilot to fly that plane from Jacksonville to wherever I'm going. And I'm going to tell you, it's just like that faith we put in Jesus Christ. We believe all these things he says in the Bible, but until you put your faith in that plane, you're not going to leave the ground. These great achievements we're going to do in your life and my life, when I commit myself to that plane, when you commit yourself to Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, when you start trusting, that's when the faith takes hold. Faith in the basics for miracles. You know, there have been some miracles worked here at this church. This church itself is a miracle. Many, many, many things have been done at this church. I'm not talking about this new church. I'm just talking about Pleasant Hill. Brother Darrell, for the years that he pastored this church, thank the Lord for him and his years that he put in for it. But I know Brother Darrell's seen miracles happen several times. You know, there's always a miracle when someone gets saved, isn't it? I mean, that's always a miracle. But the miracle that people has prayed for and God has answered in a way that his name was glorified. But, you know, you could see the miracles. But, you know, we need some miracles this hour. In John 14:12, says, "Very, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the work that I do also, shall he do also, and greater work than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." Now, when Jesus Christ talking about this, you know, the basics of miracles, what was he talking about? Greater work. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, have all power in heaven and earth. And then he says to his disciples, greater work you're going to do than what I'm doing. Well, what he is talking about? The Son of God. He was talking about whenever he left this earth and went back to heaven, he's going to send somebody to be back with us, and it's called the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus Christ can tell someone about their sins there in Jerusalem. He can be person to person to someone in Jerusalem, but at the same time, he couldn't be in Galilee. He could only be there in one place at one time, there in Jerusalem. But now he went back to heaven. You know what? He's got millions and millions and millions of people. He's going to be all over this world telling people about salvation. Greater work that you're doing me, because we can all do the work that Jesus Christ was doing here on this earth, and that was telling people how to be saved and how to go to heaven. And then we see, as we could linger on that, but our time's about over, faith produces success in our living. John, 1 John 5:4 says, "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Even our faith. If any time in this world, we really need to look at that scripture real well, because there's so much problems in our society this day, in families. In Christian today, the devil is having a good time, I'm telling you, in Christian lives today, and bringing us down. But greater he that's in this world than he that's in you, than greater he that's in you than he that's in this world. He's talking about the Holy Spirit of God is greater than old Satan ever thought about being. So these bricks, we talk about this faith on and on, and I know this is kind of rehearsal, a review of what faith really ought to be in our life. We need to rehearse these verses of Scripture every day and go over them. And these faith bricks, I know that I do, and what Christ is really wanting to do in our life. Oh, I'm telling you, what he wants to do in your life and my life, the greater things that you have never seen or ever thought of. Can you imagine what he could do here at this church if we would just allow him by faith to work in my life and your life? And how many people we could win to the Lord, and how much we can go out and let people know about Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you. We got a little bit of time left, about 30 seconds or so. We'll let them put on some music this time, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer again at this time. If anybody would like to give a testimony this hour, anybody like to brag on Jesus? Amen. It is.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Yeah, I was thinking today, you know, if people could really know, I was just thinking, I usually think to God every day in my prayer time about salvation, then I all the aspects of salvation. You know, there's so many people, and I got to think how good and how great God is to me and what he's done for me and my life and my family. And I just, there's some way that we could express this. If I could just get this out to other people, you know, how many more people come to know the Lord Jesus and serve him if they could just understand what you got in Christ Jesus tonight and what they need in their life? He would be so great. It's all about Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank him so much. At this time, we'll bow in prayer, and I'd like for you to remember someone. If God has put someone on your heart this hour, I want you to just bow in prayer and think about these names at this time. Just a silent prayer.